This is Pulse 95. You're listening to the Halftime Show podcast.
Halftime Show, Pulse 95, Radio Right. Okay, so when it comes down to this part of the season, a lot of people look at the finer details, the details that are going to decide titles. And for once, there's so many small things that are making the bigger difference. And amongst those things, there has been quite a trend recently, is set piece coaches. Now, they're saying that set piece coaches could be the deciding factor this year because the margin is very fine between the top three teams in the Premier League. Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester City. That is the title race that a lot of people have been waiting for years because Manchester City have been so dominant. And because set-piece coaches are becoming one of the most must-have accessories for a manager, despite people being skeptical of what they actually do, if we take it back to... when was it? It was 2018 when Liverpool hired a throw-in coach, right? And his name was Thomas Gronenmark. And they brought him in and people were making fun out of that. So that was the first thing. And it's a lot of people have emphasized that managers have different styles in terms of how they attack and defend set pieces. So we must also say this has been going around for so many years. It's been going on for so many years. But more than ever, when you have someone like Chelsea's owner, Todd Bowley, coming in and spending £1 million on a set piece coach, that starts to really make you think how important it's becoming now in the modern game. He went with Bernardo Cueva, and again, we are looking at so many small things in, you know, what people are trying to do to achieve it. So Mikel Arteta obviously has gone with Nicolas Jova, who he spotted at Brentford when he was at Manchester City, and he told Pep that he wanted him at Manchester City, etc. And the fact now that he has brought him over to Arsenal and they have scored 19 from set-piece goals and at least 4 more than any other side, that starts to show the small details that we're looking at. City demonstrated the importance of small details on set-pieces against Liverpool, ironically, when John Stones scored a goal after Nathan Ake had blocked the Liverpool attack to score from a corner from De Bruyne. So again, that puts it in. And over the past 4 seasons, including this campaign, 20.55% of the goals of the Premier League have been scored from set pieces. Before the start of the 2021 season, that figure stood at like an average of 24. But now, all of a sudden, you know, people are really noticing all these small things that a lot of people are considering. At the moment, on top of the list, Arsenal have scored, 19 goals. Everton have got 15. Aston Villa have got 12. Luton have got 12. Newcastle have got 11. Tottenham have got 10. Manchester City have 10 as well. And it's growing, by the way. Every day, we're getting more and more information on what these coaches are adding to the arsenal that each team has. And I think of this and I wonder if this is going to be something that we're going to start looking at in terms of other details. So we've got corners, we've got free kicks, we've got throw-ins, we've got someone that can kind of look after everything. Sometimes the assistant manager takes charge of the set-piece drills, whether you're offensive or defensive. There are a lot of things there that, are probably the deciding factor in certain games, and especially against teams that aren't as obvious or teams that are newly promoted or stubborn or pragmatic in their approach and how they set up against the so-called more technical teams. But I want to know from you guys, do you think that set-piece coaches will decide the league this year, whether for or against Liverpool, Arsenal, Manchester City? Let me know. Text me on 4215 or slide into my DMs at Omar Alduri.
This is Pulse 95. Tune in live every Monday, Wednesday and Saturday from 3 p.m.